I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C from 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. I'm delighted to welcome back to Studio C Colleen Phelps, who is a percussionist and one of the most active musicians and creative musicians happening and acting, living, working in Nashville right now. Colleen, good to see you again. Thank you for being with us today. Colleen has a project going called the Animal Ambassador Album Project, which is quite interesting and has resulted in some lively and fun music, animal focus. So give us a sketch of what this Animal Ambassador Project is.
Well, five pieces for marimba were composed by five different composers, and each dedicated to a zoo animal or zoo animals born in 2017. So one for Fiona the hippo, one for Neron the clouded leopard, and so a total of five animals around the country.
Well, we'll be hearing some written music and some improvised music as well, because Colleen has brought two poems, which I will read along the way while she improvises, and they were written by Michael Williams.
Yes.
So let's hear the first piece then. Tell us set this up for us. Mark Sayers from Fiona's Dance Card, the Tiger's Tango and Polka for Pachyderms.
Yes, Mark Sayers is based in California, and I was really thrilled with his pieces that my teachers in Cincinnati played, The Book of Imaginary Beings. And he was the first composer I thought of for this project because I thought, how great would it be to have him write about a real animal? So he wrote three movements, and I'm going to play the first two for Fiona the Hippo in Cincinnati, their famous preemie hippo who is thriving and a total crowd favorite in Cincinnati right now.
Thank you.
That's music of California composer Mark Saya. Tiger's Tango and Polka for Pachyderms, the first two movements from Fiona's Dance Card, played live in Studio C by percussionist Colleen Phelps, who has brought her beautiful marimba and its beautiful sounds to live in Studio C today. The hippopotamus Fiona is quite a personality, and we're going to hear more about Fiona now. Tell us about Fiona, first of all, as a little being.
Fiona was born premature. She was very, very small as far as hippos go, and not only did the zoo staff at the Cincinnati Zoo really rally around her care, but the entire city of Cincinnati, all the way from just zoo patrons up to nurses from Cincinnati Children's Hospital who helped develop some of the techniques they used to care for her, because I don't think anything like that had ever been done. And it was just a really impressive way that an entire city kind of rallied around a little hippo. And it was just one of the most heartening things I saw that year. And I thought, wow, when I want my son to remember 2017, that's what I want him to remember, Fiona the hippo.
And as part of Colleen's Animal Ambassador album project, honoring zoo animals that were born in 2017. So the next thing we'll hear is a poem written by Michael Williams called The Water Horse or Hippopotamus. And Colleen is going to improvise around this, over under this this reading. The Water Horse or Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus means water horse in Greek, perhaps because they love to stand in water eye deep. No one thinks of a hippo being sleek as a seal, nor graceful as an otter, the water horse or hippopotamus. A water horse or hippopotamus was born at the zoo this year. That was wonderful news to a lot of us. And so we stand up and cheer Fiona, the water horse, or hippopotamus. The baby hippo doesn't look like a horse. She does not trot or gallop, it's true. You wouldn't saddle and ride her, of course, and you wouldn't want her to fall upon you, Fiona, the water horse, or hippopotamus. So what can we say about the hippopotamus? She stands on her feet and sits on her bottomus. Even underwater, her eyes keep showing. And even when she's grown, her teeth keep growing. Fiona, the water horse, or hippopotamus. A poem by Michael Williams, connected to the Animal Ambassador album project by percussionist Colleen Phelps. Maybe a word about the poet at this point, if that's possible.
Michael Williams is a very good friend of mine who the world sadly lost about a month ago, and was also the pastor at Weston United Methodist Church. And he and I collaborated, fortunately, many times over the last year, and this was just a fun project that I was so glad to have him contribute to.
Well, I'm happy to have the opportunity to read that poem while you're playing. Our next music is by composer Olivia Kiefer. An introduction for this one?
Zingy, the crown lemur, is at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. An adorable little baby crown lemur, a tiny little thing. And they're very agile. So she wrote a set of short pieces that she's called Zingy's Day. And we have a movement for mother and father, a movement for climbing. So I'm going to play the first three of these movements. Thank you.
Music of Olivia Kiefer from a piece entitled Singy's Day. We heard Mother, Father, and Jump, played by Colleen Phelps on her marimba live in Studio C. Our next piece is actually by you, your very self. And I'm going to give her a moment to do what she needs. She brought about 100 different mallets with her today. So Colleen is making some adjustments. Here she comes. Tell us about your own piece.
Elmer. The piece is called Elmer's Glue, and that pun is for a reason. Elmer, the black-footed penguin, was in an incubator at the Audubon Zoo with a cracked shell, and the zoo actually glued the shell back together. Huh. Hence, the penguin. Her name is Elmer.
Oh, that's great. This is Elmer's Glue, music of Colleen Phelps, played by Colleen Phelps. Thank you. A delightful piece by Colleen Phelps called Elmer's Glue, referring to the new young black-footed penguin who was born at the Audubon Zoo and whose life was saved by glue because its shell, which was cracked, was glued together. Colleen, that's a lovely piece. And totally,
I really identify with that story as a mom because you feel like glue really can fix a lot of things.
A lot of things. Well, the next two pieces, final two pieces, are focused on the same animal. Tell us about Niran.
Niran is a clouded leopard who was born at the Nashville Zoo. So this is our local hero, Christina Spinet, friend of the show, Live in Studio C. She's been here a couple of times this year. Christina wrote this piece for Niran, and it has all of her trademark dance rhythm style, but definitely with a leopard's sort of creeping attitude to it. So,
of course, the clouded leopard is one of the most beautiful and mysterious animals. It's completely hypnotic to see video of those things. I wouldn't want to meet one in person, I think.
But yes, and you'll definitely, that's, I think the poem really captures that. And this is one case where I feel like the piece and the poem go together so incredibly well.
Well, would you like to have, again, we're going to improvise over this
Let's
poem
do
by
the poem
Michael
first.
Williams.
Yes.
And would you like to just segue into Christina Spinet's piece?
Yes,
after the
I'll
poem?
Go straight into Niran.
Okay. Niran. If you meet a clouded leopard along a crowded street, what kind of creature would you meet? Part earth, part sky. This wildcat's fur looks like square brown patches on a quilt with clouds stretched out all around four sides. If you meet a clouded leopard hanging by her back legs from the limb of a tree, just step away slowly. She won't fall, kerplunk. Instead, she's likely to start climbing toward you head first down the trunk. If you meet a clouded leopard on the street or in a tree, don't dare tease it or pull its tail. Get out of there quickly. Thank you. That's called Niran, and it's by Christina Spinet, played live in Studio C by Colleen Phelps on marimba. Niran, the name of Nashville Zoo's Clouded Leopard. Go see the Clouded Leopard.
Yes, go see all of them.
Colleen Phelps, thank you for bringing this great program to us today.
Thank you.
Tell us about something. There's something else you have going on that you want to tell us about, so
yes,
here's your chance.
At Oz Arts on May 17th, we've been working all year, and I'm curating a music circus, a John Cage-inspired wild happening of multi-arts all simultaneously over the course of 2 hours from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
At Oz Arts on what day?
On May 17th.
That's a Thursday night,
part of their Thursday Night Things series where they feature local artists.
Wouldn't want to miss that.
Oh, yes. We have over 65 acts. At any given moment, there are 30 things happening, everything from classical music to string orchestra to soloists to dance companies, Portara, the chorus will be singing, and trapeze artists and visual artists doing their work during the event and installed at the event, and ages 11 through 80.
Wonderful.
Performing.
Thank you for telling us about
that. Yes.
Yes. Colleen Phelps, thanks again for this program, and I'm sure you'll be back in Studio C.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. Coming up next week, Steel DeBurrow is back, a wonderful steel drum band from Murfreesboro. They've been here a number of times. Be great to hear them again. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Live in Studio C and 91 Classical. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we thank you for being with us for a bit of Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.